What
All
up,
right.
what's going on, man?
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. It was glitching again. But got an all new episode, Run to Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm G Man.
I'm Ro.
Yeah.
JP.
What's going on, everybody?
What's happening?
How's everybody? How was everybody's week?
It's all good, man.
Yes, sir. No complaints, my brother. No complaints.
Nope.
My week was same good. Here.
Well, my week was pretty good, but my Friday wasn't that good. Today wasn't that good.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, you know, I had to do the stress test today. So they didn't give me the results for that. But what they told me was I got to make sure I sleep with my CPAP machine so I can because if weak, you know what I'm saying? I guess weak is my heart or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the people from the sleep study called and said I went from severe to mild, but that was still like 10. I have like 10 episodes per hour where I stopped breathing.
Wow. Yeah.
So now they're about to send me another new CPAP machine.
All right, my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got. We definitely got to take care of the health. I remember a couple months ago, man. I was sleeping and then I stopped breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why I stopped breathing because I was thinking about food, man. I was sitting up there. I was like,
Wow.
All of a sudden, I woke up. But no, I mean, because I snore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then, like, when you snore and all that stuff like that, it seemed like it just, sometimes you're like,
it's all sleep apnea. Yeah. It's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing it at one time.
So I got to sleep on, I sleep on my stomach now.
It has killed people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My
Reggie,
cousin died.
Reggie White, when he comes to Charlotte, you know, to play for the Panthers, you know what they call it, the Minister of Defense.
Yeah.
He died.
For years.
Yes, sir. Super Bowl champion.
Mm-hmm.
He died of sleep apnea. So, yeah, my brother.
I had a kidney stone mess bothering me. I had that took care of on Tuesday. So, yeah, man, we'd appreciate it, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is crazy, man, how the older you become, you deal with more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're younger, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. You know, you're 21, you're invincible.
That's right.
Man, you can run, run through crowds, jump through over mountains, hills. Oh, yeah. Now, man.
Shoot, man. Look, I'll tell y'all this. Rolling out of the bed, man, it take me about 15 minutes to get myself together now.
Yeah, me too.
I hop for 10.
Yep. Man, I mean, like, I got to sit. Yeah. I got to go up front and meditate. I got to actually sit there and drink coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And once I done meditate, all of a sudden, I'm a knee. I'm like the tin man.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee hit me. I start moving. Then I start, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's crazy, man.
You know, like I said, we just can't do the things we used to do. Old, I don't know if it's a proverb or old story. Two bulls sitting on top of the hill.
That's right.
Young bull, old bull.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Young bull said, let's run down there and have sex with all the cows down there.
Yeah.
With some of the cows down there. Old bull said, well, let's walk down there and have sex with all the cows down there.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
got that wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's crazy, man. It is definitely crazy to, you know, wait till we get like closer to 40 and 50 and all that stuff like that to actually start experiencing some stuff that we don't want to experience.
Yeah.
Now, look, I'll tell you this. I wish I experienced this thing when I was 14 or 13. You know what I mean? Kneecap and elbow. Look, man, I'll tell you this, man. My elbow was so ashy the other day. The girl asked me, she said, what you put on your elbow? I said, nothing. She said, I see why your elbow ashy. I said, well, you ain't supposed to be looking at it.
Damn.
I said, these elbows ain't been made for you. These ain't been made for me. These my elbow. You know?
I guess she was saying, come on, Nutella. You ain't supposed to be ashy on the elbow.
She ain't got to worry. Look, on Halloween, I got the Nutella for it. I'm going to have it dripping out of my lips. Coming from the side.
Nah. Now I make sure not to be at that show.
Pull some grenadine down there on my forehead. Let it drop down.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm letting
you know now. I'm calling out sick on that episode. I won't be there.
Hey, Don't you worry. It's gonna be a live episode. You won't know. You won't know. It's just gonna happen, and it's gonna happen for 5 seconds. Next thing you know, you're gonna be like, "What just happened?" But yeah, but my week was good. I can't complain, man. I'll tell you this, man. If I can have another week like this week right here, I'm in good business. I mean, people starting to show up to work, and you have, I got to remember, it's not pay week. That's what it is. That's what it is. These jokers got to work. But pay week now, them jokers, man, when they get paid, man, you're going to miss one or two or three or four or five, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you're going to have to put a mask on your face? I mean, for your study?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I already did the study. I didn't pass that exam, so I gotta, yeah, they gotta fit me for a mask and everything.
Dang, dude.
I'm gonna have the one with the mask. Yeah.
Dang. So what they said, did they tell you what caused it?
No, not yet. They both are sitting, they're gonna reach out to me again within the next week or so we can, I guess, tell me what I need to do. But right now, if they said the best medicine is the CPAP machine,
mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
So are you getting your like 6-7 hours of sleep? Or are you getting a moderation like me? Because I'm a moderation sleeper. I can go to sleep on you right now. Like right now, I'm sleeping. Then next thing you know, I can wake up in 4 hours and stay up for 3, and then go back to sleep for another 3. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm like that. They said with that CPAP machine, I'll be able to sleep throughout the night, mm-hmm. and I won't be as tired during the day when I'm at work.
You're not sleeping through the night.
No, uh-uh. No. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, yeah, once you start tossing the planning and all that stuff like that. And you know what I hate? And God, please forgive me for saying this. I hate have to, like, when you're sleeping and you sleep good, all of a sudden, you gotta pee.
Yeah, man. That mess you up.
All of a sudden, like, I ain't drink no water past 7. Why I gotta pee now?
I don't know.
Sleep through the night. Or make, I always make sure pee before I go to bed.
Yeah, that's,
oh, we got a message.
Before I go to bed.
What's going on? Oh, what's going on, Cali girl?
Oh, Lord.
Well, good money. I mean... Good morning. Good evening, gentlemen. See, I'm tired. I'm tired. I've had a long day. Wait, who's wearing the CPAP? You know they have a new thing out that's a pill. So, I don't know. I would not wear a CPAP. I swear. No.
Wear it if you have to.
Yeah. If it's going to keep you alive.
Yeah, they ain't tell me about it.
Yeah,
they ain't tell me about the pill.
What pill?
She said it was a pill or something. They ain't tell me about a pill.
Oh, it is a pill now. You didn't want me to tell you about that. It's a new pill.
Oh, Lord.
No, I don't want that type of pill. We already got another message.
And who said, oh, Lord, that it's me? I am here. I am your audience for right now until somebody else comes in here.
We're just excited. That you blessed us with your presence one more time.
Yeah. And you know the thing about you, Cali girl? We really appreciate you.
That's right.
So the old Lord would come from a good place.
A good place.
It ain't come from a bad place, you know what I mean? Like right now, I got Daisy Dukes on because I'm about to go, like, stand to the edge of the road and be a stripper for just an hour. You know? I got cinnamon buns around me, around my nose. Oh, hey, we got another message.
Yeah, we do.
Aw, guys, thank you. I needed to hear that. Thank you very much. I enjoy you guys' company. Thank you.
We enjoy you.
Got another one.
Look, G46, aren't you already taking a pill? Ooh, was I supposed to say that?
I don't take no. Yeah, I take what's the name? I don't take that other pill.
No, she.
I blood pressure. Yeah, I take that one.
What?
I ain't trying to take that other pill that G-Man trying to make us take.
That's that 7-Eleven special.
No, you
7-Eleven.
No, they ain't got it. Look, 7-Eleven don't sell it no more. I went in there the other, no, I said I wasn't going to talk about it. Nope, I'm not. Nope. I'm talking about me going to the head road out here in Kershaw, Heath Spring, on Flat Rock Road, and trying to see, like, see how much money I can get.
Oh, hell.
Oh, I got there with them Daisy Duke song and be like, let me go ahead and hit him with a little fly to the Bone Bay.
Yep. With my cowboy boots on and my cowboy hat.
You got a mess.
Look, G46, that 7-Eleven might do you a little justice, you know. Might give you a little kick in your step or a pep in your step or whatever, or a little gyrating more. You know what I mean? Oh, let me stop.
I don't need that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let you direct all that at G-Man. At this point,
we're gonna give you a little rise in your Levi's.
Oh,
yeah. Well, you know, the thing about it, like, I'll tell y'all this, the funniest thing that happened today, man. All of a sudden, I was driving, coming up to JP house, and something just hit me about listening to some Phil Collins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was just, man, Phil Collins, man, I was listening to that joker, what order is it? Take Me Home.
Yes, mm-hmm. Sir. Yeah.
Man, when he was live at the Wembley, mm-hmm. That's an eight-hour song. I mean, eight minutes.
Mm-hmm. Eight minutes.
Yeah. Song, mm-hmm. The song was 8 minutes and mm-hmm. all that stuff. But the show was live and mm-hmm. it was 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that song, man, I was like, man, I was jumping to it, and I forgot, man, my cowboy boots almost got hooked up on my brakes.
Oh, shit. We got a message.
No. I don't need to give nothing to G-Man. Look, G46, you're older than G-Man, right? Wait, give me the rundown. Who's the oldest? I'm going to say G46 is the oldest.
Yep.
G-Man is the youngest.
No, I'm not.
And Ro, you're in between somewhere.
Yep, you're right. Ro's the baby.
No. I thought you were older.
No, man. Shoot, I'm sitting there. I'm 46 years old.
Oh, okay. I am old. Okay, of the three of us, I am old. Okay. Okay.
Hey, Callie girl.
All right then.
The question: how old are you?
Okay. Yeah, might be your response.
Oh, look at that G-Man, little 40-something. Oh, you got to catch up. You got about 15 years to catch up to me.
15 years to catch up. Another message.
Oh, well, thank you, G-Man, for asking such a question that you should never ask a woman, but I'm very proud to say I'm a proud 56. Yes, I am.
56. You know what? I'll tell you this. I never asked a woman that question, but the only reason why I needed to ask that question, because I don't know.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I don't know why I just asked that question, but yeah, you're right, because most ladies don't like that question to be asked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, they don't want you to ask them, like, where they going at, who you on the phone with, and their age.
And then, how old are you?
And how? Yeah. 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 So why is that, though?
I don't know, brother.
Because, you know, we get the third degree.
Good question.
Where you going? Why are your pants twisted?
When you coming back?
Why you got lipstick on your
arm? Oh, got a message.
I think the main reason I don't mind is because nobody believes me when I tell them that I'm the age that I am, that I don't look as old younger. As I am. So I don't mind it at all.
You know what? And I'm glad, because, you know, towards the end, you started sounding like, I don't mind it at all, man. Okay, I see you over there. I'm going to have to listen to some R. Kelly shortly. Seems like you ready.
Well, okay.
And you know the most important part of that song, early and only.
Message.
G-Man, I'm more than ready. I'll give you the damn lesson. You free next Friday?
Oh, shit.
Sound like a challenge.
You got nothing? Just sound like a challenge?
Talking to you, G-Man.
Seems like you're ready.
Exactly.
Seems like you're ready.
Cali girl done shut him up.
Yeah.
Hey, again, up. For the second for the second week.
Mm-hmm. I told G-Man about talking that talk, and he ain't gonna back it up now.
Well, look, I was getting ready to jump on that plane last week, but I forgot. I ain't had nobody take me there. So, Cali girl, you're out in California right now, right?
Nah, they mm-hmm. said Georgia.
No, she visited Georgia last week.
She's in Atlanta.
She was in Atlanta last week.
Yeah, she stays in Atlanta now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah. Got two of them.
Atlanta girl. Gee, man, I needed to come back with something, man. If we were all sitting at a bar and we were talking, where would the conversation go? You need to keep up with me.
Don't you worry. I'm about to jump in somebody's slingshot. I'll be out in Georgia in about 3 hours. I'm jumping in the slingshot right now as we go. No, I mean.
Next message.
Yeah.
No, I am not. I'm born and raised in California, but I'm in Atlanta. I've been here 20 years.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna have a party at your house, and you're gonna invite all of us up there. We can have.
I think that invite. I'm thinking that invite was just for you, sir. I don't think it was for the group. I think it was just for you. I'm pretty sure she said G-Man. She didn't say us.
She gotta understand now. I do like different kind of animals. I like cat, dogs, rabbit. I like mice.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
Some people don't want to be around people that like dogs and cats and mice and rabbits and, you know.
Okay, I still don't know what that means, but I'm gonna play these two messages. I still don't know what that means. No, I'm so lost right now.
Me too.
No, the wise thing to do would be get an Airbnb in downtown Atlanta at a nice house somewhere. Yeah, that would be cool.
Okay. That's
what's she's giving you the game plan here. Next message, though.
And I'm a tequila person, so FYI, Patron or 1800, Malibu, something straight out the bottle, no mixed drink.
Oh, okay. Trying to let you know. Trying to let you know.
Start a fire, no one put it out.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
The only people I hear talking is just us, not the person that she's sending the messages to.
She done shared a playlist. 1800.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Hey fellas, I'm
shared a playlist.
Airbnb.
Yes,
yeah,
sir. Yeah. Fellas, I'm looking over here at G-Man myself. You know.
I ain't even over there, and I feel like he's sweating right now.
Yeah. No, I'm just quiet. I need to, you know, I sound like, I don't know.
Can't even get your thoughts right. Can't get your thoughts out right now.
No, he's pondering on what all has been said. You know, he's thinking about it now.
Hey.
Get my 1800 ride. Yeah. Airbnb, downtown Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay. All these things are doable.
It can happen.
Okay. She has more to the plan. I'm gonna play the message.
Oh yeah, I'll do the thing. I'll get the Airbnb. You just bring the tequila, okay? And you know, all three of y'all need to come. That's what you need to do. Come down for the weekend. I'll take you to Magic City if you haven't been yet.
Man, you take me to Magic City, I'll be paralyzed coming out of there. Mm. Locked together, I'll be
locked.
Magic City, I'll be knocked coming out. You know, you go to Magic City, you have blue balls coming out of there. Yeah, blue.
But then you got Cali girl.
Yeah, she want 1800.
1800.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the new tequila. Mm. It's called 9 and 2.
Oh shit! Oh, shit. Message.
G-Man, blue is my favorite color.
Oh, hell.
Well, I don't pop the blue.
Oh, hell.
I don't pop the blue, so I know it's your favorite color, but, you know, that is a nice color, though. I mean, Carolina blue.
Carolina blue sky, yeah.
You know, like, Duke color is a pretty color. I mean, I got a friend of mine who was telling me today that he getting his 65 Thunderbird. He getting the Carolina color blue. With the blue top. Mm-hmm. It's going to be
that's
the
gonna Duke. Be nice.
Yeah, man, it's going to be gonna nice. Be real nice. But that's a nice color, though. I mean, mm-hmm. So... is it a different kind of blue or just any kind of blue is her favorite color, Cali girl?
I like how you smooth transition to that. Really like
you see that?
That
right?
Transition was on point. I saw that. I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
You saw how that shifted? That was a smooth shift.
I'm gonna tell you something. Well. Yeah, yeah, he was quick on his feet on that one. Just saying.
I had to. She done gave me the 1800, and she said downtown Atlanta.
Yeah, she did.
Mm. Yeah, she done get. Yeah, she's yeah. Magic City.
And Magic City.
No, look, we go to
Magic City. Messed me up. I wasn't expecting Magic City.
I'll tell you this, man. So I went to Magic City long, long time ago. I went to Magic City with $50. I thought I was doing something. Got ATM machine, so you can draw some more. And that was a long time ago. I thought that $50 and $1 bill, I flicking it up like I was.
That's right, making it rain.
That's right. I can't even make it drizzle.
I got another message.
I initially go for the midnight blue, the deep blues, and then as it gets lighter. But yeah, the darker blues first.
I'm gonna pass this baton back to JP right quick because she like blue. Yeah.
Okay. Before you pass, before you pass it, JP, there's a message. This message that I'm about to play is for G-Man.
Thank you, bro. We appreciate that.
Okay, I don't think I need the visual of you not being able to make it even drizzle, okay? We need waterfalls.
What you got to say about that? What you got now?
Cool whipping got nothing on me.
There you go.
Cool whip. I can make cool whip drizzle. Mm. You know what I mean? Ice cream
drizzle.
Mm-hmm. I can make caramel just dry, just drizzle. Come from my drizzle. And the most important thing,
for a split second, you about to say dry, and that wasn't gonna work because I caught that. You about to say dry, and that shit was not gonna work.
No.
You about to say? I was sitting here. I was like, I hope you don't say dry. You said dry drizzle. Yeah, you're about to say dry. Dry drizzle. Oh, there you go. Your response.
No. Nice, slow, flowing waterfall. So I can lick it up nice and slowly.
There she is.
All right. Here it is.
So.
Rita said so like five times. Nothing else after that.
Nice and slow win the race.
Well, we got a lot of people who's rabbits.
Oh, shit.
And I don't know. I'm passing this to JP.
No.
You can go ahead and tell.
I don't think so.
Look, you don't think so. Well, you know what? I say this, man. So, like, I know back in the days, like, and older now, we older and all this stuff like that. But I don't think any of us do anything fast anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to pleasure the moment.
Yeah.
You want to pleasure the moment. So at the end of the day, you want to pleasure the moment. But, yeah, you know, that's what I told y'all last week. I said 15 to 25 or 27 was the best sex age for young kids, young people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. then that's when you have to go to the... I mean, I said I was going to see Red Dog.
Gina, what's the matter? Are you tumbling through your words? What's the matter? And I don't need you killing over when you come, okay? Like a bunny rabbit. They kill over when they come.
So, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm on my way right now. I might have to go to the Red Dot store. I might have to. You know, that might help.
Just 1800.
Yeah, I'll have to stop to the Red Dot store. The liquid. They got the liquid gas station vibe. I said I wasn't gonna see it.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man. You don't want to disappoint Cali girl. I mean, if it ever happened,
yeah,
you don't want to disappoint.
No,
you know, we done talked and we done shared information. We done shared funny stories. Yeah. And it's done led up to the big meet.
Yeah.
You don't want to disappoint.
No.
You know, you want to go in gas station Viagra in hand.
Yep.
And you're going to be ready.
And then the next thing that you can do is stop to a adult store and buy a pump.
Whoa. What?
The reason why you're going to have to buy a pump is because you don't want nothing to go down. So you want to keep it pumped up. You pump it up. Yeah, that's right. You keep it going.
Pump, that's right.
Who sang that song? Pump, pump, pump. That's Joe Budden.
Mm-hmm.
They see? So, you go.
That is interesting.
See?
All right, we got another message.
No. No pumps allowed. All natural.
No pumps allowed.
No pumps in the bunk.
That's it.
So I guess you can't make that extra stop.
Well, I guess I'm gonna wear my MC Hammer pants, man.
Well, don't forget about the gold plated shoes.
Some penny loafers. But yeah. But Cali girl, you know, we really appreciate you out here. You know, after a long day of working, I work today. We had the other two people beside me. They were, you know, off. So, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had, like I said, we had some different cats today.
Okay.
Really, really good.
Yeah. Makes a difference.
Yep. You kind of quiet today, boy.
Yes, I am, my brother. I'm listening to you.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Dale, what can I say when he get it? When he gets started, I mean, I'm not putting no gasoline on that fire. Yeah.
No.
There's a little thing going on between him and Cali girl. You just don't want to get him.
No, sir.
You know? Well, I need to figure out if I don't need the gasoline. I need the kerosene because it burns slow.
Okay.
That's right. Cali girl, midnight oil, I was told. JP just told me this now. It's all about midnight oil. That's all he just said. He said a little moonshine, a little 1800, moonshine. And he said he's all good.
Oh, yeah.
Got a message. Oh, shit.
G-Man, what did you do today? What kind of job did you do? How hard did you work? Were you on your feet?
Oh hell.
Well, the saddest part about it, I could not get on hard at work.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So random.
Wow.
So I did not work at all hard.
He said the only thing that was hard was those steel toes.
That's right. Them steel toe boots I had on. Admit, yeah.
Damn.
So, what do y'all... Okay, yeah. So, right quick. So, go ahead. Play the message.
That is a very good question, though. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it happens to you, poor gentleman. See, when we get excited, you don't see it. But when y'all get excited, it's right there in front of y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah. That was really funny.
That, I mean, that is true. That is true.
Sometimes we can, it's nice to be nice.
Yeah. You know, and you know the thing about it, like, she 100% right, because we can't see when...
Can't see when they get excited.
No, no. But
sometimes you can tell.
But, you can tell sometimes when you see them headlights, beaming at in front of them, by the chin,
mm-hmm.
underneath their chin, you see them beaming, them headlights.
And even at 56, you can still see them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you still, those things like quarters.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
some of them like quarters. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know if I can.
Oh, yeah.
That works. Ain't that but men. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you could tell when we get excited because we're all over you. What do you mean? Like, that's how we.
That's right.
Because you don't see it, we're going to show you by touching all over you and just. Yeah, can't resist you.
Yeah.
Then you know we're ready.
Got one more.
Kelly girl, you something else. We thank you for sharing.
Wait, G-Bet, are you talking about a woman's areola size of a quarter? Yeah, mine are bigger than a quarter.
Oh, shit. What you got now?
It's a nickel.
A dime?
Another message.
Jiva, why are you like, this is news to you? This is not news to you.
It's not.
It's good to hear again.
Yeah, it's
good to hear again. Know. Just affirmation.
Yeah. Mm. She about to make me climb one of these trees out in JP Yard.
Oh, shit.
I'm about to be a tree climber.
Said he can feel it in his loins.
Yeah, about to put the stench card on my back like a jerk bungee cord and go up one of these streets.
Oh, yeah.
I got no spikes on.
Oh,
well. Yeah, everybody done got quiet. Everybody got stuck.
Yeah, man. It's been G-Man none of that conversation.
Exactly.
And so, hey, him and Cali girls conversation, so you know that kind of. It's been a very interesting conversation. I put it that way.
I feel the same way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Because normally G-Man be on his game, but last two Saturdays, you know what I'm saying? She done had your number. Saturday, and this is Friday. So yeah.
Yeah, she done shut me down because I don't have a good response for it. But we got two messages.
All right.
You guys are making me laugh. I'm glad I'm making you guys laugh. You guys are hilarious. G46, you are funny because you're sitting over there saying, G-Man, these are for you. These are for you. You got to answer. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Oh, yeah, as soon as I read, because I can read them. As soon as I read them, it's like, it's a response to what you said. So that's why I've been like, oh, G-Man, this one's yours. We had another message, but I muted it. So that's why you don't see the other message. It wasn't Cali Girls. It was somebody else. Y'all muted the other message. I muted the other message. It wasn't Cali. I played hers, but somebody else left a message.
Mm-hmm.
And I muted it. So that's why I didn't
play it. Whatever. Oh, you want to play it?
I didn't play it. No. We got a message, though.
Jared, what's happening with you? G-Man, what it don't do? What up with it, Ro? What up with it, Ro? What's going on, CG Cali Girl? This is Shoe Rock. You see that S on the chest? Standing for seriously not playing, ready to serve.
What's going on, Rock?
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
All right, well, G-Man, back to your conversation with Cali.
So, Cali, question right quick. So you like IHOP? You like it's another breakfast place. IHOP is Huddle House. IHOP.
Oh shit.
Waffle House.
Probably Waffle House.
Are you like just someone to just cook breakfast?
Man, McDonald's always got a pretty good breakfast. You know, man, just something quick. He's gonna be hungry the next day.
Yeah, you right about that.
I'm gonna be hungry. McDonald's. G-Force, Jerome was talking about Cracker Barrel this morning.
Cracker Barrel? No, the fuck I wasn't. No, I was not. You said that. You said Cracker Barrel. I ain't got no Cracker Barrel this morning.
I do too, but that restaurant still good.
It's still good?
Mm-hmm. I've been several times.
We got a message.
Is Joe Morris still hitting?
Joe Morris still here.
Yeah, they got a good breakfast. Wow.
Yes, sir. Real good breakfast.
Yeah, I ain't been in a while.
Yep, good breakfast. I ain't been in a while either. Prices done gotten on up there.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. G46. Y'all can't be laughing when you're telling him to have a conversation with me. We're going to work this out, okay? We're going to get him to be able to respond to me.
All right, we got one more.
Okay, so now we're talking breakfast now. I'm a California person, so I'm a hot IHOP. But when I came over here, people were trying to correct me and say, oh, it's Waffle House. And I said, oh, hell no, my sister can cook better than that. And so anyways, I'm all about IHOP. But I love Cracker Barrel, and I like Flying Biscuit. If y'all haven't had it, you will try it when you get here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try it when we get there.
We're gonna have to take a trip up there. Ask her if she's gonna have like she gonna have everything planned out for us five. Like, I know we're going to Magic City.
Was you telling me to ask her, or are you just gonna go ahead and ask her? But she's
like, no, look, I'll ask her. Like,
It was how he said it. It was how he said it. It was like, so to ask her if she go, it's all five of us going. She right there.
Yeah, I mean, how you going, like, who, like, we're gonna be at this Airbnb. We're gonna have 1800 tequila. We're gonna have some teleport. You better have that teleport.
No, I ain't doing no teleport. I ain't doing no teleport.
You better have some teleport.
Oh, we got another message.
Why are you telling them, G-Man, why are you telling them to ask me when you could just ask me right here?
Exactly.
G46, you need to teach G-Man something. I'm here, okay? Yes, I will plan. I will get the Airbnb. I will hook us up with the restaurants. I will hook you guys up. Just bring the liquor. Okay, bring your asses and bring the liquor.
Well,
what does Cali girl do it?
Sound like a road trip.
26, you don't do it 56 anymore.
That's a good question.
Cali girl question. What do you do at 56 that you don't do anymore when you were 26?
Bro, you'll hit that message? Well, I'm not by my phone.
26, I was married with two kids. I was married to a narcissist who was in the military. Now I'm free and I could date. And I'm happier now. So there's a difference. I'm not married.
Okay. That's all right.
Yeah, that's what's up there.
Yeah. Peace of mind mean everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I mean, like, It's a bunch of them out here. It's a bunch of narcissists.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of
able
too.
True.
So, did we talk about, like, I don't know if we mentioned, like, when OJ passed away. I know that we mentioned something like that, but they were saying something to the fact of it being, like, his kids weren't there. They said he was surrounded by his kids. Then a lot of people said he wasn't surrounded by his kids. Then they say he had a bunch of millions and millions of dollars stuck away, but now they're saying he had no money stuck away. You know what I'm saying?
I said because he still owes so many people.
Yeah.
It's best that he ain't got no money.
Yeah.
Even if he had some, he ain't got none.
And that's crazy, man.
Yeah. goddamn juice.
That's all cool and all, but you keep redirecting the conversation.
Hey. Hey, look.
I only do that for I'm only fucking with you. I'm only fucking with you.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like the road trip is already booked. So
how you mean the road trip is already booked? You part of the road trip. You got five bottles. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, Dale. We got five bottles. One Airbnb.
A trip lined up for Magic City.
Shoot.
It's getting ready to be a weekend.
That's a nice weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I was including myself. Got five guys to entertain her for the weekend.
Yep. And then the thing about it, we could just meet her at the Magic City. You know what I'm saying?
You know? Yep. Might make it rain on her.
Yep. I mean, look, she could. Hey. Cali girl, I know when the last time you grabbed one of those poles and slide down, but I was like, choop, 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 choop. Not but 20.
All right. This message is for the four of y'all. Not for me.
No. G46, it's okay. We don't have to talk about me no more. No. Y'all talk about, act as if I'm not even here. Act as if I'm not even here, okay? Carry on.
Got one more.
Yeah, y'all get a little minivan or whatever and hightail it over here. I don't know how far away y'all live, but I'm sure you could just the three of you could drive over here.
Five of us.
Yeah. Five. One more message.
No, you ain't meeting me nowhere. I'll pick y'all asses up at the airport, take y'all to the Airbnb. I have my own place to stay. I will pay for the Airbnb for you guys to stay. I will stay at my own place, and then we'll hang out.
Well, that sounds like a trip. But you know, I'll tell you this: I'm the type of guy. I can't let you do all that. So I have to actually at least pay for the Airbnb. You know what I mean? If we gonna do something like that, I mean, as long as you can show us Atlanta and we are able to have a good time, I'm down with that. You know what I mean? But You work hard for your money, you know?
I agree.
Yeah, we can load up the Mr. Machine and make that road.
The what?
The Mr. Machine. What? The Mr. Machine. Okay. The Mr. Machine.
Oh, I heard you the first time. I just want to make sure that's what I heard. Okay.
Yeah. Well, y'all know I'm still a little sick, so I'm still stopped up.
All right, we got another message.
No, G-Man, it's okay. I got it. I told you I got it. You can, if you want to pay for something, get the drinks and maybe pay for a dinner. That's what you gentlemen could do as a return. I'll allow that.
Oh, man, you're so sweet.
Yeah, you're too kind.
Yeah, you. I mean,
too, too kind.
Yeah, I'm going to have to send you something special on Mother's Day. So, I don't know why JP quiet, man. He quiet. Wait, your blood pressure medicine? Yeah. You don't took your blood pressure medicine? You quiet over there, bro. Look, I need your help. Look, Cali girl, she done gave us the blueprint for everything.
Blueprint to the weekend.
The weekend, you know? And I'm the only one that's sitting up here and said, okay.
Hey, fellas. All I can do is look at him and smile. I'm like, yeah, G-Man talking over here now.
All right.
G-Man, what are you going to send me? What are you going to send me? Something blue and that vibrates? Is that what you're going to send me?
Oh, no. Oh, no. You know, and.
Oh, damn.
And
yeah.
Like Fred Sanford said, Elizabeth. Oh, I'm coming to join you, Elizabeth. Nah, I mean, you know, I won't.
Would that offend her?
No, I won't say that.
Would that offend her? Okay,
man, I won't say that. They got Play-Doh, man. You can pitch your Play-Doh. Okay, so they got these places that you can go somewhere, it's like a sex store. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you can go to your sex store.
You can make a mold of your meat.
That's right. Yeah. You make a mold of your meat. Maybe I might make a mold of the 9-1.
Oh, shit.
It might make you vibrate.
It might, yeah.
You know? Oh, man.
You know? But yeah, you know, about that, right? You can go. Yeah, in Charlotte. Man, I had one of the guys that used to work with me. He used to like say, I can't do it. But he used to say, people used to come inside that sex store all the time, making them. He was like, he was kind of one of the alphabets.
And, I got you.
And whatnot. But he said they used to do that and pay a lot of money
for it. I believe it.
I got another message.
So, G-Man.
Remember, Midnight Blue.
So, you know, Cali Girl, let me tell you this, Cali Girl, what I'm going to end up doing. So, let me just go ahead. So, I'm going to come with my Ric Flair robe. You know Ric Flair? I'm coming with my Ric Flair blue powder blue robe. I'm coming in my wrestling trunks. And I'm going to come with...
Oh, hell.
And I'm going to hit... And when I finish talking to you, I'm going to say, woo!
why the rest of us why JP quiet.
Exactly.
What can you say behind that?
Nothing. We got two messages.
The blue one. And that's all going to be for you.
Yeah, boy.
Rolex.
That could be another place that we go. Starship. It's been a minute since I've been there.
I'm telling you right now, and I'll be honest with y'all.
You man ain't come back like
that. No.
We ain't never coming back.
Forget about us, man. Cali, go ahead. You and you ain't coming back. You and your powder robe and cowboy boots. What happened to G-Man?
I don't know.
We the ATL. We ain't heard from him no more.
Look, I went there with a powder blue, wrestling trunks on,
cowboy
boots on, and I came back.
All right, we got two messages.
Wrestling trunks? What the hell am I going to do with wrestling trunks?
Look, the best wrestling trunk is sure the best prints.
Yeah.
Sure the brand.
Show what you're working with.
When I open that robe, you gonna say, woo. Now I see what G Man right there.
All right, we got two more.
We go into the back of the store where they have the thicker, items.
I'm pouring no tin chips on you. I'm pouring no. What you call the little red drink we used to drink back in the Tahiti? What do you call it? The little red Tahiti drink? Remember back in the day?
The Tahitian treat.
I'm pouring no Tahitian treat on you. Not like that. I ain't getting no dang on caramel, no back of the store, nothing. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Back of the store, rough spot.
No, that's man. Shoot. Man, that's that. Look, you trying to clear room off to try to.
Oh, that's gonna good sex though.
Yeah,
back of the back, store. You got man. Back room.
Look, the back man, the kneecap all bruised up elbow.
I think she owned or something, myself, fella.
No, man. Shoot. Why not on?
Hey.
Somebody said, hey, we got two messages. We got three. I'm gonna skip. I'm gonna play this one.
G Man, let me ask you something. Are you bow-legged?
No. But
I'm bow-legged tendencies.
I'm
what I need to be.
I got three different kind of tendencies. Flat foot, knock knee, and bow-legged. So pick which one you want.
the flat foot would work better. It would keep me even keel.
Keep me balanced, yeah. That's it.
All right. We got three messages.
What's going on to everybody in the building? Stay spectacular. Just swinging by to say what's up. This is not the train I'm down for, so I'm swiping on over. Have a great evening, everybody.
All right. You too.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.
You have a good to hear your voice.
All right, go to the next one.
G-Man, can you handle an edible lube? Like, all the flavors.
Anything that got lube in it for me. That's what one of the alphabets. No
lube. Oh, my God.
No
lube
for me. Said edible lube, she's gonna put it on herself. Oh, damn, but I said edible lube. No,
I won't.
Look, I no.
She got him so confused right now. He's so confused. So confused.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I don't know who kneecaps you talking about, but my kneecaps are not going to be bruised up. Yours might be when they get you down there.
Well, while you think about something to say, I'm going to go ahead and play these next two messages. Yep. Well, we got like three of them.
Oh, my gosh. Don't be lying.
All right, got two more.
Inspect, don't leave. Inspect.
Last one.
Wait a minute, G-Man, what did you think I was going to do with that?
No, I don't know. No.
G-46, you're cracking me up with all the little noises you're making over there.
That's just funny as hell to me.
Yeah.
She had him so confused.
Yeah, she did, because... I heard the thing lube. I said, oh, no.
He said, no lube for me.
I used to look.
He said, no lube for me. I said, what the hell?
No in and out oil here.
Mm-mm. Damn, she said, Elba lube. G-Man said, no lube for me.
See, that just come to tell you, I ain't even here. I'm glad you heard it. My bad. I'm sorry, Cali girl. I was thinking about lube. I was like, man, what the heck? You know what I mean? Shoot, there's a bunch of lube and company around here, but I don't want to be lube.
G-Man, have you had the warm lube? Have you gentlemen experienced the warm lube?
No, I never had the warm. I never had no kind of lube. But what do you call that candy that pop in your mouth? You go back
pop rocks.
Pop rocks.
Yeah, that's the pop only rocks. Kind of lube I had. The pop rocks in my mouth. But nah, man. I mean, like, tell me more about this lube so I can know. I mean, I might need some on my elbow, my kneecap, because once in a while I get ashy. But you know.
All right.
G-Man, are you sure you're 40-something? You sure?
Why?
Real quick, what year was it?
Yes.
And I think like experiences. 40-something, you're supposed to know some stuff.
Mm. Yeah, you're supposed to know about edible lube. And you said, I don't know. Soon as she said edible lube, and you said, ain't no lube over here. That's why she said that.
Oh, I mean.
Like, you didn't hear the edible part.
No, I heard none of that. The only thing I was concentrating on lube. But no, on a serious note, you know, like, everybody likes sex. You know what I mean? Sex is a great benefit in life. You know what I'm saying? And if you got the right person and all that stuff like that, then the benefit is great. You know?
Excellent. Well yeah. Said.
So, yeah, I'm old enough to have sex. That's all I can say.
All right, we got one more message. Well, we got two more messages.
I am not going to tell a grown man as yourself, as you portray yourself to be, anything about these products or the things that I'm telling you about. G46 over there can sit you down and tell you.
Uh-oh,
I'm trying to figure out how I got caught in the middle of this crossfire y'all got going on.
No, she don't call your name a couple times. You try to deflect it. So tell us more about your let us know, man.
Well, this is what I know. I'm gonna press this message right here though.
No, G-Man, there's no Vaseline around. That's not the kind of lube I'm talking about. Now, if you still, as 40-some-year-old, you still use Vaseline, yeah. You need someone to sit down and talk to you.
No, I don't use the Vaseline. I don't even use that.
Mm.
But I know somebody who will tell us, hey, Ro, tell us right quick what kind of lubing we need. Let her know.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
It's Grace Lentz. Let me know what it is, bro.
I didn't know who you were talking to, but that's not my name.
You know what your name is.
You're talking to me. It's Gerard, not Grace Lentz.
I mean,
You know what? I was getting ready to say something, but then now we got a message.
Yet again, G-Man, why are you turning to them for responding to me when I'm talking to you?
Exactly. Oh, Lord. So she's talking to you, G-Man.
So, all right, Callie, give me some questions. Give me some questions. I'll answer all your questions right now, Callie.
Callie, this is the opportunity.
Listen, right now. Just ask me questions.
Answer them all.
That's right.
This might be your end.
I'm playing Jeopardy song. Do, 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 do.
Well, while y'all waiting, here we go.
I've already been asking you questions. I don't repeat. I've already been asking you questions.
Well, you know he's been deflecting them.
Yeah.
So again, like
exactly.
Now, again, you ask the question, he give you the exact answer. You may not want to hear it, but he's gonna give you the answer.
And guess what? It's gonna be sluttery.
Okay, so now we done took off. It's no age limit
No more.
We gonna take off the glove.
Uh-huh.
It might be a little R rated. It might be a little graphic.
That's right.
So this is your time.
That's right, Callie girl. If you want to know anything, just go ahead and spit it out. I got answers all day long. I done climb up that tree, I'm back.
Okay, there you go.
Do you need me to ask you questions that are for a 10-year-old or 30-year-old?
Dang.
You taking off the training wheels, you know? It could be grown folk. It could be grown folk questions.
Brown liquor question.
All right.
I want to know, G-Man, who in the background talking?
Damn.
Who's in the background talking? What question do you need me to repeat?
Well, they're the other two members of Run and Tell That Podcast. So, G-Man, introduce them.
Because
y'all are talking through one mic, so that's what throws everybody off.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So it's Dell and JP.
First of all, me as a 56-year-old don't need to know nothing. But you, on the other hand, seems you're the one that needs to know something. What do you need to know? Ask me. I'm not asking you anything.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll go ahead and be honest with you. I was kind of procrastinating at the early part of this podcast, but now since you already got me all hyped up over here, you're talking about Airbnb and all this great stuff, which I know that you'll probably do for us. But if you want to have a good time, the G and G man stand for, I don't know.
I don't know.
I was going to say good.
The G stands for
The G man stands for
I don't know.
No, yes. but I was getting ready to say
wow.
they stand for the good, but it couldn't even come out.
Now we got two messages.
Well damn. Y'all got quiet.
last one.
The prom date has been canceled.
Wow.
So, you know, so I think, like, Cali girl, I'll be honest with you. We all can talk at this moment. I'm going to say this. Now, I got a 25 minutes ride. I'm sitting up here. I'm like having this conversation with you. But guess what's going to end up happening? Temperature's going to be rising because Cali girl now said that stuff that she said. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, you can say something down, but I don't know. I mean, look, you can imagine the stuff that she just said, you know? And you driving down the road.
I'm thinking Airbnb, 1800.
Yep. Magic City.
Magic City. That's a weekend.
That's a nice weekend.
That's a weekend. That is a weekend.
You know?
And temperature's rising.
Yep, temperature's rising. you know, in the famous word of JP, hey, I was getting ready to make up something, but since you're not talking tonight, I never heard you quiet. Hey, look, hey, Rodon, JP over here, he quiet. He got his glasses ain't foggy. his glasses was foggy. He was flicking that hair one way, the dreads one way. Now this week right here, the dreads, everything just standing still.
Yeah, I've been noticing that.
Yeah, every day. Look, he called himself not drinking tonight.
Hey, I'm all right. I feel good, bro, dog.
Yeah.
I still feel good. But I've been listening to the big dogs talk with Cali girl. So yes, sir.
No, Cali girl, she done picked me underneath the table. She's a 10-year-old, a 40-something year. I was like, oh, man. Oh, Cali.
I will say this about Cali girl. She got a sexy voice.
Oh, yeah.
She
got her
age. No, right. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Cali girl, I wonder how she sound when she, I can't say that.
See,
I'm about to run out. it's supposed to be a nice show.
Yeah.
Supposed to be vibing with Cali.
Yeah.
Cali woman.
You got another message.
The temperatures are rising, but your asses are going back to the Airbnb all by your lonesome.
Damn.
There she go. There she go.
That's all right.
I like that.
That's all right.
That's right. Well, I mean,
been to Magic City. May not have to go back.
No. Yeah.
Cali girl got to have some friends, though.
That's what I was going to ask Cali.
You got to have some friends.
I mean, you just can't be living in ATL by yourself. And, you know, you got to have some friends, work friends. You got to have a Donna, a Becky, you know.
You got a message.
Yes, I do have a few friends. I do.
There you go. That's the part.
Yep.
Can't drink 1800 all by ourselves.
Nope.
Gotta have 5 bottles.
All right, one more.
No, I don't have any work friends. I'm a Lyft driver. I don't hang out with any other drivers. We're all over the place all the time. So no, I don't have any friend coworkers.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good job in Atlanta too. You know, I was getting ready to start my own one. What it called? G-Man, run and hit that and keep going. But I had to figure out
hit that and keep going. What was the name of that again?
Hit that and keep going.
G-Man, hit that and keep going, but I had to actually remember.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Got another message.
And by the way, if I hadn't mentioned it yet, I had a very long day. I had to go from the airport here in Atlanta all the way to South Carolina.
Wow.
So that was like a 3.5 one-way ride.
Wow.
So it took all day. So yeah, we are lonely people, us drivers.
Well,
and where are you located, G-Man? Ain't you located in South Carolina?
She done picked me up and dropped me back off. As soon as she picked me up, she dropped me back off. No, yeah, I'm in South Carolina.
Well, I mean, I know all of y'all in South Carolina, but I was highlighting G-Man because the conversation really was with Cali Girl and G-Man, and not with, us.
Yeah, Cali Girl, thank you for, like, being on, coming on tonight because, man, you actually, like, made me happy just to talk to her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, Dell?
We appreciate you.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate her because she said that she wanted us to come down to the ATL. Nobody invites us like that.
And she's had a long day, and she had enough compassion to spend a little time with us this evening. We appreciate that.
That's right.
And like I said, never knock a man that appreciates a good woman.
That's right. And she sounds like she's a good woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why y'all sound like contestants on the dating game? But I'm going to press this message.
Well, you're welcome, G-Man. What part of you is happy? Your brain.
All right.
Which brain?
Hey, look. Nope. I can't tell you what part of me. It could be my ear. My ears are happy now because I can hear. You know what I mean?
We got another message.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I am a good woman. I would think I am. I'm a Pisces too, so if that tells you anything.
Oh. Yeah. Pisces.
It's the fish.
Yep.
Oh.
Look it up. Well, G-Man, I don't know. You know.
Well, that's nice to know. I mean, I'm a, what are you?
Gemini?
I'm that scope. The scope. I'm that scope.
Damn, you said they're real aggressive. All right.
Do you know anything about a Pisces, G-Man? What do you know?
They're looking it up.
Pisces, they. Oh, so you're creative. You're kind. You're supportive. You smart, emotional, intelligent, and you like sex. That's what it says. It says you like sex. And the last thing it says that on top. That's what she. Oh, got them. But yeah, smart. I like that. JP,
mm-hmm.
What's your horoscope?
Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Message.
You're looking it up. I can tell you a whole lot faster. First of all, we wear our hearts on our sleeves. Second of all, when we fall in love, we definitely show you 100,000%. We don't want to share you at all. We're very loyal to the end. And a lot of times we love way harder than we should.
All right, well, I'm going to pass this message to JP. This is for you.
What's that, my brother?
Oh, no, Sagittarius. My ex-husband was a Sagittarius narcissist, so no, thank you.
Well, you got that right. I'm pretty sure I'm probably a narcissist also.
You are?
Yes, sir.
You're a narcissist?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's why, because you've been in the service. That's why.
Cali Girl, you are correct.
So, I mean, were you narcissist about?
A whole bunch of stuff.
For real?
Man, yeah.
Man, that's what's up. At least you can be honest on the... I mean, so when the last time you've been a narcissistic?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day, my brothers. Yes, every day. So she's correct.
Yeah.
Oh, we got another message.
Wow, somebody admits that they're narcissists. That's shocking. And yeah, my ex-husband was in the military for 21 years. He retired as a major. He was a narcissist before he was in the military.
Yeah.
The military just made him have a bigger head.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What branch? Please don't say Marine Corps.
So, Ro, what's yours? You or what? What's your sign?
What's that?
Scorpio. Oh, okay. Okay.
The scopes come out at night, bro. Y'all, you know how these Scorpios go. Ro and I, we scopes. Scopes!
Mm-hmm.
What's your name? Scopes!
I feel like you had something on the back end of that there, 46.
Oh, nothing. Oh, nothing, because everybody else said theirs. And I mean, I'm a Capricorn, so. No, because everybody else said theirs. That was it. Nothing on the back end.
Oh, it was given.
Nah, not this time. Not this time, Dirty Dorito. Not this time.
It felt like time. You know, you seem real generous front with all that.
That's pretty good.
Well, 3 hours later, yeah. See why you were so generous.
We got some wine in there. I was just saying there, Funyuns.
I can bring some.
Come on, Sweats.
That's not my name. You know what? I ain't even got none on today. I got on black shorts today.
I could have sworn you said that they were setting up your CPAP to match your jogger pants.
No. No, they didn't. Yeah. They didn't.
I'm pretty sure you said you was going to be butt ass with the CPAP, though. So, either way, though.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Yeah, it ain't nothing. That ain't real sexy if you're trying to chase somebody with a CPAP machine. I'm just saying.
They told me I got to put this mask on.
Hold on. Let me take my mask off. Hold on. Let me take my mask off. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing sexy about that. You know what I mean? So. All right, we got another message.
G46, are you going to bring that CPAP? You going to bring that CPAP? You need to have a room to yourself if you snore.
G-Man snore too. See how I threw G-Man under the bus? Because he's...
Yeah, you know...
He said it earlier.
46 said he snore. He said his nuts just bounce off the bed when he sleep.
That's messed up. That's messed up that you're making fun of a medical situation. Oh, we got another message.
It's okay, because you know what? I snore. I snore very bad. And the only reason I snore... I went to a sleep doctor and he said, and I know you have something to say once I tell you this. They said that I was born with a narrow airway and a large tongue. So those two things combined caused me to snore.
There she is.
No,
there it is.
Look,
there it is.
There she is.
There it is.
If that thing go down middle of your chest, that's a long. Gosh, I'm like, she said she got a large tongue.
Large tongue. That doesn't make you no bad person.
No, man.
No, it don't.
I mean that your tongue. Blessed. Yeah, your tongue can wrap around some stuff.
You can share my CPAP machine with me. I'm just saying.
There you go.
Yeah, D. That's right.
Boy, get a sip of air.
Get some of this. Hey, Ro. Go on, suck up some of this air real quick.
Y'all be sitting there looking like homeboy from Harlem Nights.
Thanks.
Mama told me her name's Sunshine.
Shoot.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We got another message.
And no, so that's why I cannot deep throat anything. So don't even ask me.
Okay, then.
You ain't got to deep throat. You ain't got deep throat.
You just put it on your tongue.
That's it. Then keep it on the top. That's all.
One said, just put it on the top. Another one said, just put it on the top. Oh, man. I swear this is stereo at the dark right now.
Child bless.
Oh, man.
Got a message.
Oh, Jesus.
You guys got me rolling on me. It's so funny.
Yep.
That's what we do. It's all for entertainment. I'm gonna start my only fans tonight. Starting at 10 o'clock.
Here we go. Here we go.
Only fans with G-Man.
Only fans with G-Man, aka Nutella.
Yep. And guess what? I'm gonna have the Nutella. I'll have that tonight too. And the grenadine. And the sprinkles. I'm gonna sprinkle the grenadine. I'm gonna sprinkle sprinkle on top of the grenadine and the Nutella. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be only fans.
Oh, we got a message.
So if I take you guys to the strip club, what y'all gonna wear? You got some bell bottoms you're going to wear. You got some, you know, canes and hats and, you know, whatever the hell. Fur coats. What are you going to wear? What are you going to wear?
No, I'm going to come in my Speedos and my wife beater. And my cowboy boots on. Speedos, wife beater, and cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. Don't you worry. By the time these boots ain't made for walking. Hot. Shoot. I mean, listen.
Oh, we got two of them.
OMG. Who's got the Motorola phone?
No, that's nobody. He just like from his previous flip phone, he just used that as his ringtone.
Yeah, it is a Motorola.
Yeah. It's a Motorola?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my bad. I was trying to
invite you.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, Jimmy said it was. Oh, shit. All right. We got one more message, y'all.
You best not even pack a white beater. What the hell? You better not pack one of those.
Man, look. White beater. Look, it come in different colors now. It comes in red, blue, black one. And then the most important, a lot of people be sleeping on that that rainbow color, that pink. Shoot, I come in there, that pink, that's when you draw all the girls. I come in there with that pink, green, yellow, purple, and orange on. Shoot, you can't tell me nothing, Bo.
Yep. All you need then is a pair of linen pants with little thong sandals on.
Yep.
And that ashy big toe.
Yep. Let my toes come out.
Hey, bro. I feel like G-Man got one of them G-Unit goddamn wife beaters somewhere in the damn back of the closet. Damn, it's starting raining here. All right.
Oh man, y'all wild as hell.
Exactly.
I want to appreciate. Appreciate everybody that's listening. Appreciate Cali Girl, Bunny J. So.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Cali Girl.
Yeah, it is different with JP Quiet.
Yes.
It is. It's different. It's different.
G-Man took the show tonight. Him and Odell. So
yeah,
he did.
Back.
G-Man was throwing some heavy hitters out there. I didn't have no response to what G-Man was talking about. So. Hey, they always say if you can't bag it up, don't say it, you know.
Yeah.
You see how I slid right on past that OnlyFans thing he was talking about.
Yeah. Get me talking and I know I can't bag it up, you see. And it's right, G-Man.
Yeah, that's right. Look, and that's the thing, man. I had fun tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I had fun. I mean, and I appreciate you guys tonight, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Always a joy.
So we got our live show. What time tomorrow?
Right now we're having technical difficulties with Riverside.
Okay.
So if we do another show, it'll be back on stereo tomorrow.
I'm down for it.
Yeah, it'll be back on stereo. Until we can get those glitches fixed. All
right.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I'm G-Man. Dell.
And JP.
All right, I'm Gerard. We're going to go ahead and I guess we're wrapping this up tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night. What time are we coming back tomorrow night?
Y'all want to do 7?
Yeah, that's cool. Right,
that's cool. We'll do,
7 o'clock would be great.
All right. And all y'all got to do is tonight at 10 p.m., get on OnlyFans and you will see Nutella that's and right. Dirty Dorito. Which is Row 24. They will be doing a show tonight. I think at this point, y'all might get one of them super shows, and then you're gonna have JP and Wardell and Nutella together doing one show on OnlyFans.
That's right.
Tonight at 10 p.m.
We can make it happen. Look, only thing we got to do is ask Cali girl to drive all the way down here and all that stuff like that with her long tongue. Ah, listen.
And then for Row 24, he'll take any donations, Doritos, Funyuns, what is it? Hutch chips.
The oopsies.
Any of those Lays.
We cross branding.
We cross brand. You know what I'm saying?
And don't forget, you know, if you want to, you can always go check out the website, CPAPs and Nutsacks, so you can see. You know, laying in the bed.
Yes, sir.
Taking sultry deep breaths. You know what I'm saying? Assed out. May even have on some socks. You just never know.
You know what, though? Seriously, that is a medical condition, and you're making jokes of it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, the we got like 2 messages.
Medical condition. Not the nut sacks on the bed. So what?
Exactly. Exactly. See, Cali girl left a message.
Bro, that shit don't sound sexy at all. What the hell are you talking about? What?
Exactly. That is a medical condition, sir.
You haven't seen.
You're not making jokes of it.
He said that because you haven't seen it yet.
Not one more message.
Okay, one last thing. Thank y'all for showing up here. You know, it's the way I like the Fridays, relaxing, chilling. Well, it would have been nice to have had some drinks, but yeah, I'm dead ass serious about y'all coming. So you let me know, June or July.
Oh, we're going to have to talk about it, Cali girl, but we really, really appreciate you.
Yes.
And us being like the people that we are, we can do it ourselves. We can pay for our own Airbnb, and we'll just, you know, meet up with you and your friends.
I agree, because it got real quiet. So don't like.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, I was waiting. I was waiting, but Road 24.
No, I thought Dirty Dorito was gonna say something, but he didn't.
I said, yeah, I was checking my emails.
Yeah, but
I want to make sure your link was ready.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys, man, and thank you.
Yes, thank you.
We had a good time
as always.
Yes. And you guys won't, they won't be with us next week, but the week after, yeah.
They're going to be with us tomorrow? Y'all going to be with us tomorrow?
No, they work tomorrow.
No. And okay. You,
back on the grind.
Yep.
All right. Well, like I said, we appreciate everybody.
Oh, you miss out too.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And, this episode will be on all platforms tonight, even YouTube. So
sweet.
It'll be on all platforms. One more message before we call it a night.
All right, gentlemen. Ciao, ciao. Until next time, I will see you again. Behave yourselves.
One more.
And G-Man, I need you to go buy some flavored lube so you can tell me what flavor you like.
So make sure you know that the this flavored lube, not the other lube.
Yeah.
No, man. He's not.
But, all right, this was another episode of Run and Tell That Podcast.
Yes, sir.
And we're out.
Well, we'll slide on out just like some Astroglide.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Peace. Later, fellas.
Slide out like lube.